Pisces.
Good day program, timely, useful, relevant, and fun. You're on our turf. When I say our, I mean Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut, Jennifer Horn, and Uri Geller is here to share his power with your power, to give you the opportunity to change your life today, right here, right now. You can make it anything you want. That's what Uri says. And it really isn't that difficult. It takes some effort to see things through, if you will. A lot of people are quitters, and thus they are frustrated. And then there are those, Uri, who are entitled. They think that everything should be a focus on them and what they don't have and why do these people have it. Sort of reminds me of the taxation discussion. Let's take your money and give it to other people who haven't come up with ideas or been able to make things work. So you give us some of your money and we'll give it to them. I don't know that that ever works because it doesn't push people to their full limit. Do you agree that people need to be pushed to their limit? Or they have to agree. I guess you can't really push them and expect to get things, but they have to agree that there is power in them. They have the power. It's just taking it and using it that seems to get in the way of success, doesn't it?
Of course. You know, Doug, we live in an insecure world filled with opportunity. And like I said many times before, we need to understand, realize, and recognize that opportunity or opportunities that pass us by probably on a daily basis. We just don't grab them and then utilize them and harness them, nurture them, exercise them, and get something out of that opportunity that could better your life. You know, we tend to slide into a monotonous type of living. We just kind of get used to the things around us, and then we say, okay, this is my life, and I'll just live it. And the way it comes, I go kind of with the flow, and you don't try. You've got to go out there and try. You've got to feel the power that you have. I just came back yesterday, Doug, from a big lecture in Norway.
Right, you told us last week you were going there, yeah.
A two-hour kind of a motivational and inspiration lecture in a trade fair. And I was amazed how many people turned up. The room was, I mean, that was a huge auditorium of over 1,000.
There was a picture that you sent me last week when you were in Japan of an auditorium that was full. And I'm hearing you say you're surprised. Why are you surprised that people will come out to hear your message?
Well, Doug, because you know today to buy a ticket to go and see a big trade show, or just look at sports event in America. Your family, father, mother, say two children, how much is a ticket to go out and see a baseball game or a basketball
you could,
game?
By the time you buy the tickets, pay for parking and the food, you spend a couple of $100 easily.
Well, easily. Not in America now, at 200 euros. For a family is a lot of money here. So this is what surprises me. The people will, you know, put their hand in the wallet and go out and see such a motivational talk. You know, most of the money I make from these type of engagements, I put into the Uri Geller Charitable Foundation, and it goes to a very good cause, mainly to sick children. Thanks God that I don't really have to make a living out of lecturing around the world.
Right.
So I'm very much motivated and inspired to do these empowerment shows because I know that the people who come to see me go home positive thinkers and they are motivated and part of the money goes out to help sick children. But again, I'm surprised because the Norwegian, Norway is a very cold and kind of dark country.
Yes.
I was amazed that it's 8 o'clock in the morning, it was still dark, and they're expecting it from tomorrow to go 25 below.
Yes.
Now, that is freezing. And they were out there, there were teenagers, kids, fathers, mothers, grandparents who remembered me from 1974 when I did my first show in Norway, in Oslo, on national television, and spoons were bending and watches started ticking. And, you know, my lectures are not about spoon bending. Yes, of course, I remind people what made me well-known worldwide, but it's really telling them how to ignite and activate their belief system, the willpower to try other things in their lives, to wish, to dream. And like you say, we've got to try it. Otherwise, these opportunities will disappear. They will disintegrate. They will go, and we'll never have another chance.
You need to take the chance if you want to feel better. There are a lot of people who are victims. Why does it happen to me? All of that sort of thing becomes part of the daily dialogue. And because it is so easy now to be, if you will, I don't want to use the term on the dole, but I don't know if I have another way of doing it, to get by, even in these tough times, by not having to work. I'm not saying that's everybody's choice, but there are a lot of people who choose to basically live off of the fruits of others' labor. And you wonder how that works in the karmic world.
Well, look, Doc, first of all, if everyone achieved all the things they could achieve, you know, just think what a wonderful world we'd have. And optimism is great, but then you have to put it to good use. You've got to be, you know, activate that optimism. You've got to create that, visualize that goal, the target that you're after. And then, wow, fantastic. Even if it's little things that you want to achieve, you think positive, and those little things will start materializing. And you know, Doug, I discovered it when I was 6 years old, out of necessity. My mother was working so hard as a waitress and a seamstress.
Yeah.
And I was just dying to stop her from work and buying her a television, a black and white TV. This is going back, you know, in late 50s in Israel. And I believed in myself, and I did the visualizations. I didn't know what visualization meant, but I fantasized. And suddenly I started seeing that the things that I was fantasizing about, and probably that was the visualization technique I was using without knowing what it was, those things started creeping into my life, and they were all positive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm telling all our listeners. Try it. You have nothing to lose. Exercise it. Get up in the morning. Create an imaginary TV screen in your mind. Put a picture, a positive picture in it. Meditate on it for a minute. Say, this is going to happen to me. This will come into my life. And then see the results. Make a wish list. Write down the things you want to achieve. Then look at that wish list 3 years from now. You'll be able to cross the things out because they'll happen to you.
Yeah, like the bucket list. When the two of you saw that movie with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman called The Bucket List?
Yes.
They were crossing things out all along the way that were neat things that they'd accomplished. One of the things that I think we need to focus on for a moment is what we create in our own small universe and how it becomes a part of the bigger whole, because you have to fit into, you can't just be an island, you got to fit into in some way, shape, or form what else is going on around us, that energy, the experiences, that sort of thing. And so we'll probe into that in a moment. Uri Geller is here with some inspiration as usual. He's the true mentalist, if you will. You can check out his website for lots of inspiration, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. 16 after on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's best coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific Western egg white and cheese made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For limited time only at participating restaurants. Significant value coupon offers or discount cards. Plus tax or applicable.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
19 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Uri Geller. We're talking about motivation. Some people are motivated by that which they do not know. You know, we always are about three times a year talking about Mercury going retrograde and what that does. There's a psychological thing. Most everybody needs to know that you are going to be affected by your own psychological mood. I don't know whether it's in the air or what it is. The last 24 hours, I feel like I've been a shrink to everybody around me.
Yeah, because, Doug, look, everyone needs help.
Yeah.
And if you need a helping hand, Doug, you've got two, one at the end of each arm. And people don't realize that.
Yeah.
They always seek help from outside sources when they can help themselves. So many a time, psychologically, it does help to give advice. Sometimes when I'm being asked to help others, you know, if it's not my field, not my arena, I tell them, hey, forget it. I can't really help you. But thinking positive is a good suggestion. So most of the emails that I get is to do with healing, you know, medical ailments. And I say, look, I'm not a healer. I'm no miracle worker. And I advise you, go to a doctor. Go to...
Come on. You still... People come to your house. The children, they come there all the time. And get healing from you. You don't want to do it as a profession, but people come to you and you help all the time.
Well, I don't heal, but I do talk about...
Well, but what you do is healing, and we can all... The point there is that we can all be healers. We can all help others. It's a question of whether you want to or not. You got to help yourself before you help others, though. It's like love. You got to love yourself before you love others.
Yep.
Uri Geller. Check out the website, URIGELLER.com. Uri, thank you once again for a great message.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
The Ad Council.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Your vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray.
And Tony Bennett with
and
scraps his album,
it is.
Right?
Around the heart of it.
Isn't this great? This is such
New
a warm,
York, New York.
Warm song.
I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep.
That's New York, right, Roberta?
And
Roberta is a New Yorker through and through.
Doesn't sleep, this city. I love this city.
And Clay has moved into New York to find the same thing, the city that never sleeps. All right, so here's another one of those great New York stories. A squad of police officers in bulletproof vests swooped into an upper Manhattan park and charged seven men with the crime of playing chess in an area off limits to adults unaccompanied by children, even though there were no youngsters there. And so here's the... This is the letter that came from one of the men who was arrested. Quote, is chess really something that can be considered a threat to the neighborhood? This is Joanne Johnson, who was one of the seven that were arrested for playing chess, writing to Mayor Bloomberg. Quote, this incident is an embarrassment to the officers from the 34th Precinct, who felt it was necessary to use their badges and authority to issue a random summons. The Knights of Kevlar armor that they were wearing. I mean, you think about this. This is one more example. You laugh about it. But yeah. They wrote tickets for the chess tables. The tables were ticketed for, quote, failure to comply with signs in a fenced-in area where posted notices read, adults allowed in playground areas only, when accompanied by a child. Police said the rule protects children from pedophiles. Police source says, quote, it's the broken window theory. Small things can turn into bigger things. This is the kind of crazy, I was about
good
to use the
Lord.
S word. I mean, what is going on here? Every time you turn around, there's somebody else abusing their power. Police officers, seven of them, they have their guns drawn, and they swoop into this park in bulletproof vests and arrest them for playing chess in an area that's off limits. to parents
now,
who don't
were
have
there,
children.
Were there chess tables there? Because some of the parks have those, you
no,
know, those
brought,
cement chess tables.
They brought their chess boards.
One of
the
guys
on the
asked a park ranger a few months ago after seeing the signs whether it was okay to be there. And the park ranger said, oh, no, that's fine. That's only written for pedophiles.
Interesting.
However, the New York Police Department spokesperson said that police acted accordingly in the situation, even saying one of the men had been arrested, had priors for reckless endangerment, grand larceny, and drug possession.
Yeah.
Criminal mischief.
Yeah.
So, look, they were really bad people.
Yeah, they really were.
Playing chess.
Yep. Speaking of bad people, et cetera, et cetera, the porn star who was with Charlie Sheen when he went nuts at the hotel.
Yeah.
Suing, let's see, well, one suing the other, it appears. This Capri Anderson was on with George Stephanopoulos. She told him
Capri?
That she got paid $3,500 to go to dinner with Sheen.
Just dinner.
Right. It was untrue. She was paid for sex.
Tell you what, I'll charge him $2,500 and I'll go to dinner.
Yeah,
with
no
him.
Kidding. He wants companionship? I mean,
absolutely. Right. I'm a good dinner companion.
Anyway, Charlie Sheen has filed a lawsuit against her, trying to extort money from him. She's trying to get dough out of him. Apparently, she went to him and said, if you give me $1 million, I'll be quiet. Right?
I'll be quiet for
and
half
apparently
a million.
He gave her $20,000.
Dinner?
He said, apparently he gave her $20,000, but it wasn't hush money, so he said. These people are crazy.
28
past the hour, Richie.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're looking for nightlife in an unfamiliar town, it pays to do some research. There are some well-established review websites that help determine if a bar or nightclub has the kind of ambiance and clientele that works for you. Check out worldsbestbars.com, which has reviews and rankings of bars all over the world, from Atlanta to Zurich. The site also has a list of the hottest bars of the moment, so you can check off the must-see places from your list. It's also got user-generated reviews about lesser-known places, and you can even create a printable map of establishments in specific neighborhoods. More general review sites like CitySearch or Yelp.com can be helpful in this space as well. And then you can do what I do. Just ask the locals. I'm not talking about the concierge. I'm talking about the hotel maid, the bellhop, even the bartender at the hotel bar. Sometimes finding out where they like to hang out after work is exactly the kind of place where you want to hang out. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Whew. Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. We're proud to offer a 100% smoke-free fleet, which means smoke stays outside, and the only thing your car will smell like is car. Be sure to reserve your next ride at avis.com. Avis, we try harder.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Past the hour. I'm trying to find our poll. For some reason, I can't put my hand on the poll. Here's what I put my hand on. Everybody looking at the camera of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our video stream.
Wiggle the mouse.
GoodDayShow.com, and you see the camera that connects to me, connects to Richie's fingers. I don't know, Jennifer and Roberta may someday. I'm going to stop talking about it, Richie, because I can't seem to get them to understand how important it is.
It's early in the morning.
Getting girls to dress up early in the morning.
You look like
no,
doo-doo.
I'm committed to you, remember? I just haven't set up my
studio. All right, so you see this on the screen, Richie?
I'm going back there. I had to turn it off first.
All right, everybody at home who's watching this, and if you're not watching it at home, I will describe it. It is a pair of underwear that has been invented to protect your privates.
I've seen that. The fig leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And the
at the, right. Yeah, when you go yep. through the TSA
right
thing.
There. Right, exactly. All right, so there are a number of things here that are being reviewed. The agency chief now says under pressure that we are going to look at these things and maybe come up with new regulations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Email all over the place. Here's somebody who agrees the government is going too far. When other countries like Israel have better trained agents or whatever that conduct the security screening, there are some new bumper stickers that you may have seen. If you have not, I'd be happy to review them for you before Clay takes over with our poll information or our story of the day. Let's see here. Can't see London, can't see France unless we see your underpants. One of the new slogans.
An oldie but a goodie.
TSA, grope discounts available. If we did ours, another TSA. These are all bumper stickers that are out and about now. You'll see them on cars. If we did our job any better, we'd have to buy you dinner first. let's see here. Only we know if Lady Gaga is a real lady.
Oh.
Oh,
ooh.
Nice.
Let's see here. Don't worry, my hands are still warm from the last guy. Want a fly? Drop your fly.
Uh-oh.
Let's see here. Some of these I can't, the Barney Frank one I can't read. Let's see here. You are now free to move among your pants. Let's see. We rub you the wrong way so you can be on your way. It's not a grope. It's a freedom pat. That I love that one. It's a freedom pat. Let's see here. I don't know.
Freedom pet.
Yeah, freedom pet. Right?
The other day I posted the article about the airport in Florida opting out of TSA screening exchange for their own private company screening, which is apparently legal.
Right.
And all of these airports around the country are kind of getting hip to this.
Yeah.
So I posted that, get your pat down now because the TSA is about to crumble into the history books. And one of our Facebook friends, Bren Pratt, posts, "Dear Penthouse, today while going through security at O'Hare Airport, I had the most amazing experience."
Mm-hmm. Dear Penthouse.
Remember those letters?
story of the 26-year-old former high school science teacher arrested for having relationships with one of her students has announced that she's pregnant by this student.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer Rojas was arrested for sexual assault against a child under 17. The arrest came about a month after she resigned from her job as a science teacher at Carter Riverdale High School in Fort Worth. Court documents detailing this tawdry affair between her and her students. Apparently, they even had relationships on a hospital bed at one point. The spokesperson for the school district confirmed Ms. Rojas left her classroom October 19th.
Where was she?
She was in Dallas. The television station there reports that the paternity for Ms. Rojas' baby has not been established, but she seems to think it's from her teenage lover, 16 years old, when they began their relationship.
Wow.
Huh.
So, apparently he was treated for a sports-related injury. He's a big, handsome, husky kid, and was a football, quote-unquote, hero. So she went to visit him at the hospital when he was recovering from an injury he suffered in a Friday night game. Apparently closed off the curtains and had their fun.
Oh, good Lord.
That's about as descriptive as I want to go.
Yes.
Remember Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yes.
34-year-old married mother. She had a 12-year-old student in a relationship. Isn't that the worst example as far as ages?
Yeah, and they're still married with kids, aren't they?
Yeah, they got married.
Really?
They got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they got married.
Two or three kids with a guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lovely. All right. Now, the TSA thing, there are people who are asking questions, Roberta, about what you can carry with you today and tomorrow. That is, what is it that we, can you bring food to Grandma's house?
Ooh.
Right?
Like a whole turkey?
Well, it seems to me that people who are going, some may have made, pies and cakes and that sort
right.
of thing.
Then you want to take it there, Grandma's apple pie.
Right. Now, I'm not sure about this. Maybe we can do a little bit of research. This depends on the airport, apparently, Richie. A lady in Baltimore yesterday brought a cake through BWI, a Boston cream pie, in fact, not
in Baltimore.
Right.
Or she should have had a Lady Baltimore cake.
Now, apparently, this is some of the, because this is a big food holiday, right? You're
right.
Making things and you're bringing them with you on your trip. But they're x-raying some of the stuff. You can bring, let's see here, solid food can be transported in either your carry-on or checked baggage.
So
liquid or gel food that is larger than the stuff that's
3 ounces.
3 ounces, yeah. Or 100 grams. It's really
right. What is gel
ounces? I guess like cranberry sauce.
Yeah, cranberry sauce, gravy.
Right. You can't take an aerosol can with cream whip. Can't take that on the plane.
Cream whip or whipped cream?
See, you can't So those things, like if you have a, like those baskets, you know how people make up the baskets with stuff, you can't take those baskets on
board. You can take gravy. You may carry liquids, gels, and aerosols in your carry-on bags if they adhere to the 3-1-1 rule. Containers must be 3.4 ounces or less, right, stored in a one-quart zip. So you just take one-quart Ziploc bags of gravy.
Right.
No, it has to be in the little containers.
Oh.
And 3.4 ounces of gravy is like half a serving.
Okay, so you put them in the thing, and then you put them in the quart bottle.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
So you have 3 ounces of gravy, put it in one container, put it in the bag. Another 3 ounces of gravy, put it in the bag. Yada, 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 yada.
That's just gravy, baby.
That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
It's not
crazy. Crazy.
We should try to take gravy on them.
What if you freeze it, though, and you bring it through as an ice block?
I don't think you can do that.
I don't think
No, you can't do that, but you can ship it in your, you can put it in your bag that's checked. You can do that.
Yeah, but now it's a solid. It's no longer a liquid or a gel. Now it's a solid. If you freeze it and it's an ice block, it's a solid.
I don't know that they let you take ice on board a plane.
Yeah, frozen.
Well.
Because you can argue that.
Hello, terrorists winning again. Film at 11. Terrorists ruined Thanksgiving.
Exploding gravy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm going to do?
Exploding cranberry sauce. Those little cranberries, they become projectiles.
Hey, if somebody's traveling over the holiday weekend, do me a favor. Put a headdress on and then try to stuff a turkey in your pants and see if you can get through the security.
And take a spray bottle of gravy with you.
Right, take a spray bottle of gravy, yeah.
No, officer, that's not my privates. It's just a turkey.
Underarm deodorant.
Then rub cranberry sauce all over yourself.
Hey, Clay, how are we doing with the listeners going to gooddayshow.com, signing up on our Facebook page, writing on our wall, and getting ready to be interviewed? We'd like to have some more of these folks around. And
yeah,
I know
good. People are coming in droves to the Facebook page. It's actually more and more people every day are there. So
all right, so how are we going to find the next victim?
Whoever can give me the best prize. I take
Clay can be bought.
In the form of small children and animals.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
Wait,
what's your
not animals and not small children. Anything else?
You have a social media report. Earlier today we were talking about the North Korean shelling of the island. That was big. You said that was number one on social media early
today. Yeah, it was
pretty
huge. I got a different story for right now, though, because that one didn't go over too well earlier.
because you didn't know how to pronounce the name. Richie. All right, everybody, we have to have a good laugh at Clay's expense. I mean, I'm looking at the email that
I'm here for 5 minutes, and Clay is embarrassingly telling me how he messed up earlier.
Yeah.
It wasn't even just messing up.
Instead of calling, he doesn't know the capital of South Korea's Seoul.
Yeah.
He called it Seoul.
Seoul.
It's the Beatles.
That wasn't even the whole thing. Doug wasn't happy with my story, so leading into it, I was set up for a failure.
Mm-hmm. I think you're misplacing your anger, sir.
Yeah.
I am angry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. In the meantime, what's your story?
I got a different story if I can have another try real quick.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So the TSA stories are coming in fast and furious these days, and the latest takes place at a San Diego airport. San Diego airport.
Seriously?
Where a guy first refused to go through the naked image scanner, and when he was told he had to be patted down, he stripped down to his bicycle underwear, which, as he said, left nothing to the imagination. His argument was, at that point, that he shouldn't need a pat down, but the TSA ordered him to put his clothes back on so he could be patted down. He argued that he should just go through with his clothes.
You know, I heard on a news report this morning that apparently the more revealing your clothes are, the less of a pat-down that you need to go through.
Perfect.
If you just wear like a bikini?
Yeah, apparently.
He was arrested and escorted through the airport in his underwear.
But he had bicycle pants. That's
right,
not underwear.
He's being charged with failing to complete
this. If you go to the video block at DuckStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com, I'm holding up a picture of the new underwear that you can wear. Roberto, what do you know about this underwear?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
It has like micro particles of metal that apparently don't set off the scanners.
Really?
for metal, and apparently it's very form-fitting, so it'd be impossible, you know, to hide explosives in the
But it blocks your hoo-hoo, so if you're
right, but it blocks your hoo-hoo, so
they like, can't.
And the men apparently have a fig leaf, and the women have, like, two crossed hands.
This product is for sale at rockyflatgear.com, rockyflatsgear.com.
It's great.
That could be our website of the day, Clay, rockyflatsgear.com. Our poll today, are you traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday? A, yes, I'll be flying and dealing with the TSA. B, yes, but I'll be driving. No pat-downs for me. C, no, I'm staying put. D, I don't plan to travel, but I would consider it if Dick Cheney would be the one to pat me down. All right, you can check that out.
That's
our poll.
Oh, my God.
From yesterday, have you seen the new Harry Potter movie? 37% of you said no, and I'm not planning to see it. Witchcraft is the devil's plaything. 36% of you said you were waiting for Dick Cheney's review. 21% said, not yet, but I'm going to. 4% said, I was at the midnight release. I love Harry Potter. And 1% of you said, I saw it over the weekend. Clay, will you explain what our video of the day is?
Before we go there, can I go back to the Mary Kay Letourneau thing real quick? I'm on their wiki page.
Yeah.
Since their marriage with, what's-his-face, Letourneau and Fu'ala'u have hosted 3 Hot for Teacher Nights promotions at a Seattle nightclub.
Oh, my God.
Hot
did they do that in New York?
Nights.
Hot for Teacher Night promotions at a Seattle nightclub.
Why didn't I think
of
that?
My goodness.
That's a great
Where
idea.
He plays the DJ and she's the host.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so quickly.
Okay, now, and Doug, TSA.gov? Frozen items are allowed as long as they are frozen solid when presented for screening. If frozen items are partially melted, slushy, or have any liquid at the bottom of the container, they must meet the 311 requirements.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's going to melt.
Keep them frozen. Not if you put them in dry ice, they're not going to melt. Not at all.
Dry
all right,
ice
so
on the plane.
What's the video of the day?
So the story of a girl named Jessica, Doug, she was the 7-year-old girl who reached 400 pounds and was forced to get around by rolling because her morbid obesity made it difficult to not only walk, but to breathe. And
how
apparently
old?
She
Seven?
Slimmed down quite a bit recently. It's an interesting story.
All right. There's that. Speaking of interesting stories, Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a moment with today's interesting medical stories here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes. A bad idea.
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Or more on your car insurance. It's 12 before the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the medical stories. The women are in the focus. Again, we were just talking about some of the underwear that you can use to protect your privates if you go through the TSA screening, Ken. And apparently what you're finding out is that we're going to have to manufacture a lot of big ones in order to have them available for people because there are so many big women now.
Yes, interesting study out of Obstetrics and Gynecology Medical Journal this morning, Doug. Almost one quarter of young women who are overweight actually perceive themselves as being normal weight, while a sizable minority, 16% in the study of women at normal body weight, actually fret that they're too fat.
Amazing, isn't it? The psychology of all of this stuff. Here's some good news for those of you who are buying new glasses for Christmas. I don't mean... glasses that you wear. I'm talking about glasses that you use for liquid cadmium in those Chinese glasses.
Exactly. This is an alert. Lead levels in drinking glasses depicting comic book and movie characters, Doug, contain lead up to 1,000 times the federal limit for children's products. The items are also containing lesser amounts of the more toxic metal cadmium. We're talking about such glasses depicting Superman, Wonder Woman, characters from The Wizard of Oz, and Dorothy and the Tin Man.
All right. You shouldn't chuckle about that, but... I just, why do people buy this stuff from China? Why?
Because they don't know. It's not posted anywhere.
Well, so the FDA needs to, instead of trying to control the food that you eat, needs to be taking care of that sort of thing. Speaking of taking care, Dr. Ken wants to quickly update you as to why you need Sustanex to take good care.
Two-thirds of your immune system is in your digestive system, and to make sure that your immune system and your digestive system are working optimally, you need the healthy bacteria, the good bacteria, probiotics, and our favorites, our Sustanex. You need it every day.
Try Sustanex.com is the website. Get a $5 off coupon. Go to the stores where, and this is all the big box stores, drug stores, you know where you find the stuff in the digestive section. Enhance your system with probiotics. Sustanex, $5 off coupon. Good at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Target, all those box stores. And good to the stocking stuffer, actually. 51 after.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Three past the hour now. The dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
Performing. This is about Lady Gaga?
No.
No. This is Aerosmith from the film Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams, Sally Field, Pierce Brosnan. I didn't remember Pierce Brosnan was in that.
He was the husband.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was the new husband. Yeah. Robin Williams was the ex-husband. Pierce Brosnan was the new husband, Mr. Perfect.
Got it. This film topped the box office, Richie, during this week in 1993, and we used it to usher in Chuck Curry with our movie moments extravaganza, including movie memories and movie news. First, the memories. This is from a movie starring one, two, three, four of our really good actors, voices you'll all recognize. The lady, maybe not so well, although she's a premier primo actress. Film number one during this week in 1995. Let's see. It was a really very likable movie. Go ahead with the first clip, Richie.
I regrouped. You got to give me that. I pulled it together at the end. I stood in the middle of the Oval Office, and I made it absolutely clear that from now on, he who doesn't take the GDC seriously does so at his peril.
And then you walked out the wrong door.
It's a very likable, very watchable. And interestingly enough, it was because of a role that the actor played as the assistant to the main character that he got a major role in television about 10 years later. That maybe help you out a little. Maybe not. 800. You got this, Chucker?
I have a guess, but not positive.
All right, here's the next clue.
Also, Sydney Wade called.
Did she say anything about me?
Ms. Wade?
When she called.
Did she say anything about you?
Well, no, it's just that we had a nice couple of minutes together. She threatened me. I patronized her. We didn't have anything to eat, but I thought there was a connection.
That's a good... you got all the main characters there.
I know it.
Female.
It's a really good movie.
Everybody got it?
Not yet.
Really? Well, Richie hasn't got it yet.
Easy one,
okay.
Rich.
Last one.
Oh, it's Andrew Shepherd. Yeah, you're hilarious, Richard. You're just a regular riot.
No, this isn't Richard. This is Andrew Shepherd.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you called because I forgot to tell you today what a nice ass you have. I'm also impressed that you were able to get my phone number given the fact that I don't have a phone. Good night, Richard.
No, this isn't Richard.
I don't know this.
Really?
Don't you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do. You're going to kick
Very
yourself.
Very cute.
Yeah. 800 is a wonderful movie. 800-510-8255. And you'll understand what I meant, the question about the assistant in there to the main character and how he got a job playing the main character in a television series. You like that for a hint, Chucker?
That's good. That's a very good clue.
Good hint. All right, 800-510-8255. We'll have Chucker's movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Ooh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Ah, the holidays. Rocking around the Christmas tree not going to be quite as easy this year? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Feel your best this holiday season with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. You know, the creators of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Thought that might ring a bell. Well, in the giving spirit, Nature's Youth is offering $5 off any order you place between now and the end of the year. That includes any of their more than 100 unique products. They didn't stop there either. With any Nature's Youth order, receive a free Pro-GHR spray. Pro-GHR was designed to provide precursor nutrients to help your body naturally boost its HGH levels. Log on to naturesyouth.com today and get you feeling like you again. Special holiday savings for you. $5 off any order and a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
All right, Chucker, we'd like to have your perspective on what's going on in the world of moviedom, please.
Okay, Doug, after a few years of post-production, Steven Spielberg's long-delayed Abraham Lincoln movie finally moving forward with actor Daniel Day-Lewis being cast as America's 16th president.
Did that bother you at all?
No, I think the guy's a great actor. Liam Neeson was a great choice. He was attached to the project but bowed out about a year ago after the film took about 3 or 4 years to finally make it into production. I think Daniel Day-Lewis is the best actor working today, so I think it's a great choice.
Mm.
Other news, Warner Brothers is developing a Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And they are not happy. The Buffy the Vampire TV people are not happy about that at all.
Well, yeah, because Josh Wedlin, who oversaw the TV series and it was acclaimed, is not involved whatsoever. No. So a lot
all right.
of fan base.
Clarence in Albuquerque, what's the name of the movie?
The President's Daughter.
That's a good guess. Art in Portland, Maine, what do you think the name of the movie is?
American President.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Starring Michael Douglas and Ed Benning, Martin Sheen, and